Thank you for holding. Is this John?
Yes.
Hey, John. My name is John as well. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Doing okay? That's good. It's better than bad.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative. He's one of my newer reps. Did he do a good job of kind of explaining everything?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Did he explain my position?
He just said it could be a money issue and wants to see what I could do about getting the pricing down for you.
Yeah, so last year, I usually had between 5 and 10 grand in the bank, which would be not a problem. But now that I've moved from Portland, Oregon to San Antonio, Texas, and Google took my listing off for no apparent reason, I've got over 45 star reviews. Perfect record.
Nice.
They took it off due to quality issues, and I don't get that because I've got awesome, awesome freaking quality. You ask any client of mine. You look
yeah.
at all my reviews on Yelp.
I don't think it's a personal statement. I don't think that's a personal statement. Usually a quality issue has to do with the accuracy of your listing, not so much what you're actually doing. Maybe there is a name, address, phone number change. So that causes a discrepancy if there's something inaccurate. They don't want to promote anything that's inaccurate to the customer that might lead them down a rabbit hole.
I'll tell you what happened. Are you familiar with Portland, Oregon area?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I grew up in the Bay Area of California, but I used to go up there all the time. I have a lot of friends in the area.
Okay. So I started out in between Beaverton and Portland. It was considered Portland. It was on the edge. And a couple of years ago, I think about 2 years ago, or maybe it was last year, I can't remember, there's another John's Garage Door Repair that started out in Sandy, Oregon. And I think when they started out, it took my listing down. And Google didn't bother to contact me to say, hey, is this you? You know?
Right.
So I would have told them, no, that's not me. But because of that, they took my listing down, and I haven't been able to get back up.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, the Google doesn't ever call the general public.
No, they don't.
Yeah, so we're a premier Google partner, so usually they would have a partner reach out to you or you reach out to a partner to handle the online listings. They do these online listings for, like, almost every industry of business across the entire United States. So, you know, I mean, for them to be able to take on all those calls and still focus on producing new products and things like that, they just wouldn't be able to do it, so... That's why they outsource it to the partner companies. There's 5 of us that are Google partners, and we're certified technicians throughout the entire company. You know, they go through a course with Google.
The problem is there's a lot of companies that claim to be who you guys are, and it's hard to trust
that is
on
true.
Whether they're actual partners or not. And that's what
a lot of SEO companies
did.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. It's very confusing. I can understand that. From a business owner's perspective,
and
I blame
Google for that. That is Google, the way they do things, they caused that.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's definitely one of those things that's very confusing for the consumer. You know, they kind of make it so, you know, the only people who end up usually on the first page or profiting from it are people that they've reached out to and filled a spot with, and they're an active customer. You know, Google doesn't really want people becoming wealthy off of their product without them getting a piece of the pie. About 85% of Google's income actually comes from these ads and the business owners that pay to solicit these ads. That's where all their working capital comes from for them to develop all the other things like the Android phones and, you know, cars that drive themselves, et cetera.
Well, they also sell our information to third parties. And that goes to advertising as well, and that goes back into
well,
their pocket
so,
because, you know.
Yeah, there's kind of a discrepancy about that. So the system's called Google Analytics. It's actually a free, like, it's public. It's not something that's hidden. And it doesn't give you the actual data, like the person's personal information necessarily. For marketing terms, it's more like we can go in and see how many times somebody typed in garage door repair in Portland in the last 30 days. You know, so that way we know if we're actually listing you for something that's going to make sense or be profitable for your company, or if it's something that's wasting your time. They're not actually gathering the people's information. Even with your tracking system, like if you signed up and I gave you the Google Analytics tracking system, you know, that system will give you the number of the people who have gone on to Google, looked up the service you provide, and actually tried to contact you. Then if they actually tried to contact you, it'll save their number, what they were looking for, and the zip code they called from. But that's about the gist of it. You know, unless they leave a message with their name, you don't even get their name half the time. So, you know, it's not like they're doing that for their personal gain. They don't really care what you're looking up on the internet. It's actually an AI that's just gathering that data for marketing reasons. It's not to see what you're looking up or gather your actual personal information to attack you. They have no interest in doing that. You know, you attack one person and you end up getting the whole thing shut down. They're aware of that. It's just not even worth the risk. That data that they're gathering is very vague, and when it comes to marketing, it's not anything personal about people. It's just strictly search criteria, so they could see what's being looked up. It doesn't even gather, like, their IP address or anything like that.
Yeah, I get that. They want search habits.
That's a common misunderstanding, though. Like, even the CEO of Google went to court over that, you know? The United States had a U.S. versus Google, it's huge. You can actually YouTube it, and it goes over all of it, you know? Google owns YouTube, too, by the way. But they go over all of that. Like, it's illegal to gather people's personal information, you know, basically ever since the Snowden stuff. I don't know if you know who Eric Snowden is or have ever seen any of that stuff.
Oh, I'm very well known. I keep up on what's going on with him.
He did a good job of keeping us free. I think they should let him back, in my opinion. Yeah, but that's a whole other thing.
Well, they won't. He's a threat. He's a threat to their information system.
Yeah, he's pretty genius. He could pretty much get into any kind of firewall that's out there, so that's definitely a threat. But I'd rather have him on our team over here, where we could reach him if he's doing something bad, than over there in Russia, where Russia's over here.
But we have bad guys on our side called the CIA and the FBI. They are the bad guys.
I know.
And that's why he's over there instead of, you know, if our government were actually a decent government, and it's not just anybody, it's certain people. There's certain corrupt people over there. And because of that, that's why he's over there instead of with us.
Yeah, you know, in the book it says the devil was disguised as an angel, right? That's how it goes.
We're still trying to work on with our sting operation, get rid of the swamp people, because they're everywhere. They're in every branch of government, except for the last one that was formed. Are you familiar with Operation Devolution?
Operation Evolution?
Devolution.
Or like Devolution? I don't know, where they're wiping out half the human population?
No. That's the depopulation. They've already tried that with this pandemic and the tracking system they put with the clot shots. They didn't succeed. They completely failed on that. But you know, they're getting more desperate. But there's a sting operation on. That's kind of a bigger thing. That's a bigger thing than a smaller thing that we're working on. No, the sting operation is just a nationwide operation. You know, it's basically trap all these swamp people and all the things that they're doing. And they're still being monitored. It's probably going to end up coming to military tribunals because our court system has completely been sold out. But you'll see it unfold after. It'll unfold after January or after November 3rd. You'll start seeing a lot more. If you ever saw 2000 Mule, that's just barely scratching the surface. That's telling the how. The next is going to be the why, and then that's going to start blowing the lid off of more, you know, waking more people up on what's really going on.
I know. The more I read into these things, the more I just get pro-Second Amendment and hug my children. Every time I turn on the TV, I'm just like...
The TV's full of disinformation. You can think of it as both sides are in on it. You got the left and you got the right, and we're the soccer ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's all just a means to divide. You know, George Washington said on his deathbed that that was the last thing he wanted was a two-party system. Because all it does is it keeps you against each other while you're not even focusing on the real opposition.
Yeah, it takes away from United We Stand, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The Republicans are fighting the Dems are fighting the Republicans, and the government's just sitting back going, look at all these idiots while we're running amok. Keep you guys focused on each other. Instead of us.
We'll come up with a controlled solution for them, and they'll follow our direction. But I don't think it's going to work out this time. I think this time they will get caught.
Hopefully.
Have you been following the John Durham case?
No. I've tried to just back away from media over the past couple of years, to be honest. Just when everything started, we started having all those riots and everything down here in California, and I just kind of disengaged. Like, I got disgusted.
There's a couple of podcasters that have really good information. There's Red Pill News, Red Pill Project, and X-22 Report. Between the three of those, there's actually pretty good information. They've been pretty close to dead on. And they don't do propaganda. They actually do good research, and they ask that you do research as well.
I'm a self-proclaimed libertarian, so.
There you go.
Especially with the stuff we see on the media, you know, I obviously still leaning more towards the Republican side of things, but it's just. I try not to get too divided in it. I think the government just needs to leave us all alone, and I think we'd all be a lot better off with it because it's just going to crap with the way that they're jumping into everything. But I did see this Steel Source Igor faces John Durham in court this fall, Igor Danchenko.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Is that what you were referring to? Yeah.
Exactly, yes. That's starting to pry it open.
Mm. What is this about?
Everything that involves the Clintons, the Epstein, January 6th.
Oh, they'll just everything. You know, they'll end up dead somewhere.
how did the Bidens get into office? What are the things that George Bush did? I mean, all of them are in on it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like I said, it's on both sides, and it goes way back.
Yeah.
But this is going to pry the lid open on
pretty much
came to where it is.
Every president that we've had has been involved in some kind of corrupt activity, and it's documented, really. If you dig deep enough into each individual one, you know, some of them were friends with the mob, and some of them were making deals with the Mexican cartel and claiming a war on drugs, but shoveling the drugs into certain areas. You know, it was unbelievable.
I would say Reagan was decent, but he folded when he got the warning shot. And then JFK was decent. His family was corrupt. How he got in the office was corrupt. But
JFK
he actually made the right decisions. But he was a threat, and that's why he was off.
I think that's what happens.
Was part of that.
That's what happens to all of them. You know, that's their solution. That's why I just I never had an interest in politics, you know. People say, oh, you want to be the president? And I'm like, I don't know. You got a 10% chance of being assassinated.
Did you know, if not more. Did you know Space Force does not contact or have any communication with any other branch of government? They are very unique that way.
Because of that,
I think they're part of Operation Devolution because they were put in charge of cybersecurity and monitoring all forms of traffic. And so the ones that the military that's part of the sting operation that has been vetted and isn't corrupt, they're the ones that are going to be leading these military tribunals. But before that, they have to exhaust every other form of justice. And that's what they're doing right now. And that's why they're trying to go through the court system to say, hey, we tried this and it didn't work. And then they can legally go through the military. And that's just part of the process. But I think there's already been a checkmate put on all these people that are corrupt. They just don't know it yet. And this is the unfolding.
I'd hope so, because I tell you, some of our strongest men and women are some of the dumbest, and they're over there fighting for... Now, my brother was in the service, but I wouldn't say he's the sharpest tool in the shed, but he could definitely take some people out if he needs to. You know?
Well,
that's the sad thing, you know? It's like you get the brawn or you get the brain, and then the brain's running things, and they got control of the brawn, and the brawn are convinced that they're doing the right thing, but it's not necessarily the case. They're just pawns, really, in the game. So it's just sad to kind of sit back and watch things.
It'll sort itself out eventually.
Yeah, I just keep the faith, you know. I was born and raised in a Christian household, and I just think, you know, it's only a matter of time for we piss him off enough, and and he's going to come sort things out and just say, hey, you know, to hell with all of you. That's what was happening before, so, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to pray for
the
best.
Anyway, how can you help me with this whole issue I'm having? Google.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously with your online listing, we got to clear up the discrepancies. I know you got a P.O. box down here, but we have to actually have a street address that we could send your PIN verification letter to. We want to re-verify you. I could do an advanced verification
process. I've tried that. They never come. I've tried that with Google, and they don't send it.
You got a P.O. box on file.
It doesn't arrive.
Yeah, you can't use a P.O. box.
I've tried to change it to my home address. You wanna put my home address in there?
Yeah, here, that's what I'm saying. I'll punch it in, and then I'll FedEx Express it over. So we'll do an advanced verification for you. Let me do this. Hold on 1 second here. Yeah, because we're a premier Google partner. So, I mean, we can process the verifications on our own end and send them out on our own end. We don't have to actually... It's different when you request it online, because then you're dealing with snail mail and snail Google. You know, they're like, we'll get to them when we get to them, or they'll send them to a Google partner to process. They don't actually process them. So what's the new address?
Okay, it's 210 East Sonterra Boulevard, Sonterra Boulevard, apartment 1217.
This is weird. This came up as San Antonio?
Yes.
Texas?
Yes.
But you were over in Oregon before.
Yes, exactly. I moved 2,000 miles.
Got it. Okay. That's definitely what's causing the discrepancy here, because it has you as a 97298 postal code on here. So
I know,
no
I'm
way
you're changing getting... that, and it doesn't let me while my account is suspended.
Yeah, there's no, there's no way. I mean, it's kind of a catch-22 because in order to get the account unsuspended,
catch
you got to.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Don't worry, we'll get it situated for you. I want to see if we can recover your reviews though. You said you had like 40 something of them.
Yeah, you'll see it on my website.
Okay, let me see here. Yeah, even, you know what, were you at a 1950 Southwest Camelot before?
Does that address sound
familiar? Yeah. Okay, I found you here.
Yes, that was my previous address.
Yeah, that's where your last PIN verification was sent, and this listing is actually active, but it only has 2 reviews on it.
Right, and it should have over 40 of them.
Don't worry, I can't transcend the reviews from your site, but I'm trying to figure out what happened with the old Google Business profile and why that's not being found anywhere. I got your website pulled up here. Okay, Google reviews.
This is my Google reviews. Yep.
Yeah, I see them. That's very smart how you screenshotted those like that. I like that.
I made it look pretty also.
Yeah, well, it's good. Actually, you did this yourself?
Yes.
Okay. It's a lot better than some of the ones I've seen, let me tell you.
I did my whole website myself.
Wow. You got reviews from Angie's List. You're using Angie's List currently? You like that service?
No, I'm not. I do not like them.
Okay, I was going to say.
They're related with HomeAdvisor, and I have worse things to say about HomeAdvisor than I do with Google.
Yeah. Yeah, I know how that goes. Because basically what they do is they buy a spot on Google and then they resell the leads. So like if they got it from Google for $5, they sell it for $50 to like four guys. And their $5 turns into $200 and then they run
and
for the
hills. And they charge them all. Yeah, I know. That's so
yeah.
stupid. Yeah. I don't know how they get away with that.
Well, they're not. I mean, the Federal Trade Commission's all over these guys. Actually, I could send you that report. But basically, the FTC is about to shut them down any day now.
The SEC? Good.
The FTC, the Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, FTC. Okay.
Yeah. Here, I'll send you the report. It's crazy. There's like over 1,000 business owners that have basically contacted lawyers and then lawyers, you know, brought it up the chain of the Federal Trade Commission, and then they're going to get shut down. I mean, I don't see any way of them making it out of this still the way they are. I mean, they do have a lot of money. They've amassed a couple billion dollars, but they've basically been stealing
right.
it from our country's entrepreneurs.
And that's Angie, or is that the...
Well, HomeAdvisor bought Angie's List in 2016.
Okay.
So you'll see in that report
they're owned by the same family.
Yeah. They got bought out in 2016 for about it was a $1 billion deal, and ever since then, what's been happening is people signing up with Angie's List are getting the same leads that are being sold on HomeAdvisor from the same areas. So they're double dipping. They're already like quadruple dipping on one platform, but then they'll do it again on another platform. So you might have like 8 or 9 contractors trying to compete for the same lead with that system. And then the way they're getting through it is basically saying it's a pay per lead, not a pay per job. So they're docking people. So that's why we can get your Google listing.
That's kind of how the Democrats do their money laundering.
Yeah.
Right?
Democrats are, these guys, the Democratic economics
are good at it.
They're
experts. They're great at doing that.
Yeah. I don't know if they're really, really smart or if they're really, really dumb.
Angie's partnered with Handy, and Handy works with Lowe's.
Right. Yep. It's,
okay, I didn't know if you were aware of that.
It's about as corrupt as our government system. You know, as long as somebody's getting paid, you know, they turn a blind eye to it. Even Google is actually, you know, I have to say, I've gone to seminars and I've asked them if they were aware of this before the Federal Trade Commission was shutting them down. And to put it bluntly, it was a $6 million a month contract. And they were kind of like, well, when they get shut down, that time will come, but we're not doing anything but promoting them just like we promote any other business. So it's kind of, I'm like, you know. Yeah, so they're on the first page of the Google search results. They're not a local business verified in San Antonio. They're in Colorado. But they would show up beneath where we're talking about listing you, and there's about 10 of you on there, and they basically pay Google to be up there all over the country for different home services, and they resell those leads to people. So, you know, in my opinion, it's kind of like a guilty by association thing. That's why I've had a lot of conversations with them about it. I just don't think it's ethical, but... They're just like, hey, you know, $6 million a month and we don't really do anything. We just let it run. And I'm just like, wow, you know, so whatever.
Yeah, and so I've got ethical problems with associating myself with Google for the same reasons. But
I mean,
they've got their map.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Google's not going anywhere. Google's not going anywhere, and obviously HomeAdvisor and Angie's List are going to get threaded through, you know? So it's just a matter of time before it's all in the right order, you know? But we got to definitely redo this PIN verification. I got to get it sent over to the Texas address. That alone is the reason why that your account was suspended. Name, address, and phone number discrepancies are like the number one reason for an account to be suspended.
Okay, and that's not something I've been able to change.
Yeah, no, we got you. I'll take care of that for you. That's not a problem. That's the first thing we do, actually. If you go over to our pricing page, you'll actually see the package that I'm putting you on is usually $399 per month, and there's usually a $299 setup fee that goes towards name, address, and phone number cleanup, the keyword research and programming, and the optimization of your website or landing page. Now, what I did is I waived the setup fee, and then since you already have your own website or landing page, I waived all the fees affiliated with that, and we just use your site, allowing me to get the pricing down. It's bare bones of just $199. So there's no unnecessary spending going on there.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so I got the PIN. As far as the phone number, I want to clear this up too. You have that 503 area code that we're talking on now. And I know you're over there in San Antonio. And again, name, address, and phone number can all cause discrepancies. So for you to be in San Antonio and then having the Oregon phone number, you could still use it. But I just want to verify, is that what you want to move forward with? Or is that changing anytime soon?
So, yeah, I think next month I'm going to get a San Antonio number.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep this
we can
number
also,
as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can also, to prevent you from having to pay for another phone line, you're already investing $4.99 here, we can use a Google tracking number for you with a San Antonio area code, and it'll basically, on your listing, it'll look like a San Antonio area code, but when they contact you, it'll auto-forward to this phone number in real time.
Okay.
Do you want to try to do that, the Google Voice? It's no extra charge.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than paying another $40, $50, $60 a month for a whole different phone number if we can have the same phone line, and you're already paying $199 to have the Google listing up and running.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah,
I'll,
that sounds like a good idea.
Okay, I'll request the Google Voice number. Request, Google Voice number requested.
Okay. Now, can they send text messages through that as well?
Yeah, they could text or call through it. Okay. It's also hooked up to the tracking system, too, so you can pull recordings from it, as well as a voicemail system. So everything, it's actually a separate voicemail system from your actual phone, so you'll be able to see that it's coming, the calls are coming from that voice number, and that way you know it's a client calling you off of Google rather than one of your friends or family members calling you directly on your 503 number. Make sense?
Okay.
Yes. Yep. So it'll clear up a lot of discrepancy. And then is your name Jonathan as well, or is it just John?
No, just John.
Just John? Okay.
J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N? Okay. I spell it the same way, but it's actually Jonathan. I just go by John. What's your last name?
Huey, H-U-E-Y, like the Huey helicopter.
Okay. Update, and then I'm going to have to send you everything in writing because I'm setting you up with a customized account here. What's your business email address?
It's the full business name, John's okay. Garage Door Repair LLC at gmail.com.
LLC at gmail.com. Okay. Now we're going to have to update your time zone to CT. That matches. All right. Name, address, phone number, all approved. Now we're unsuspended. Okay. And then you're comfortable with your website as is being attached to the listing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Good website. I just have to ask.
Actually, I prefer it.
Yeah. No, it's a good site. I just,
good
I have to ask.
Pricing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And people
they tell us
because they tell me the feedback I get is it looks personable. It doesn't look like I spent thousands of dollars on some corporation, you know. I don't look like a corporation, and people like that.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I would rather have it be that way, too, especially with the industry that you're in, you know. It's a lot different if you're inviting a large company that might have some untrustworthy people in there, so whereas, you know, everything's documented here on the site, and so it's all the paper trail all goes straight to you, you know, and obviously that puts a lot more confidence in what you're doing. I'd be more confident that you're not going to do something shady because you could lose your whole business over it, you know, so that would make me feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah, exactly. So that would make me feel more comfortable too. Than to just these big companies, they hire Joe Schmo, and he doesn't have his name tag on, and he's sharing information with John, Dick, and Harry down the street. So,
yep.
That'd be good. Okay. And then for your street address, you can hide it. So we could still send the PIN verification, but I can hide it so people don't show up to your doorstep or anything like that. You want to do that?
It doesn't matter because, I mean, you're not going to show the apartment number, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Oh, can you verify the apartment number for me one more time? I didn't have it down here.
Yes, it's apartment 1217.
1217, okay. I don't know how I missed that part. So it's 210 East Santerra Boulevard, apartment 1217, San Antonio, Texas, 78258.
Correct.
Okay. And I'll hide the apartment number since we've gone over that. So when you see your listing, just, you know, obviously that's why the turn-by-turn directions are deactivated and you're not seeing the apartment number there. I'm going to have it hidden. So you'll still receive the PIN, right? But you're just not going to have your address displayed. It'll still say San Antonio,
right.
Texas, and it'll have the zip code on there, but the actual street address portion is going to be hidden. And then you're comfortable with having it listed as an LLC, or do you just want it to say John's Garage Door Repair on the Google Business Profile?
No, it could be listed as an LLC.
Okay. I'm going to still submit this to revision.
Because that kind of gives them an idea that, oh, he's got a contractor's license.
Yeah, it's more legitimate. It looks more legitimate, too. But again, these are all things that I have to ask. Even if I, you know, common sense says, hey, this is what you should do, I have to ask.
Right, because in Texas, you can also operate as a DBA, but it's not as on a professional level as a contractor.
Yeah, they just don't want us making any decisions, basically, in regards to the listing without actually getting your recorded consent on it. I don't want to just assume, oh, you have 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, right? So that's what I wanted to ask you next. What are your hours of operation?
I actually, I'll take emergency calls, so I mean, I can run 24, but I usually work, you know, like 8 to 5 or 8 to 7, Monday to Friday, and if anything, beyond that time, you know,
it's emergency services,
so
I get the extra charge.
That's more of a, yeah.
I gotcha. So I have it listed as 8 to 7, Monday through Friday, with 24/7 emergency services available. So anything outside of that Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, is in the emergency services category. So they would probably expect a surcharge at that point.
Yes, unless it's prearranged.
Okay. All right. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I do cash, I do check, and I do Venmo. I do not do credit card, and I never will.
Okay.
I have very little faith in our credit banking system.
I know.
Eventually I will accept Bitcoin once I'm set up.
Did you see China's warning to America yesterday? I couldn't avoid that one. That one popped up all over the screen when I logged in.
I haven't heard that one. What's their latest warning?
Yeah, so China basically issued a warning to the United States because their communist country somehow yesterday, you should look in the back. That's crazy. They shut down like their entire banking system. Basically, everybody's accounts were cleared out to zero. There was like riots at almost every major bank in China yesterday because people weren't able to pull out money. All of a sudden, the money just disappeared.
Oh, yeah. If once the dollar falls, and it will, we got less than a year. We probably have till January because they're going to do what's called the global reset, and part of that is our money system completely collapsing. It's going to be a controlled collapse. And the reason why they want to do that is they want to introduce CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. It is also on the blockchain like crypto, but it is centralized and not decentralized. That's the key word right there. And because it's centralized, they will be able to do the same exact thing that China just did.
Jeez. New world order.
Now, here's something you're going to want to jump on. Because Russia went with the ruble and backed it by gold and created a digital currency with the ruble, that forces the CBDC to have any value, it will also have to be backed by gold. And so if you invest in gold, you won't be, subject to what you can do with the CBDC. And because it has that backing, it's gonna skyrocket like you won't believe. In fact, it's suppressed incredibly, and it should be up above where Bitcoin is per ounce. It should be way above Bitcoin right now. It should be 30 or 40 right now.
And I need to invest more in gold. Most of the gold that I have is just stuff that I, you know, were like birth gifts for my sons, and they're just stuff that...
Hold on to it. Don't sell it.
Yeah.
I think silver will go up even more.
But
the reason why I think silver will go up more is throughout history it's had what's called the 16th percentile, meaning 16 ounces of silver would equal 1 ounce of gold. And right now it's got like a 1/52nd ratio or something like that. That's also been repressed by the paper market. And you know what I'm talking about with the paper market, right? Where you got all these companies that say, hey, invest in gold, we'll keep the gold, we'll send you this receipt, and we'll hold on to it for you.
Well, yeah, that's basically what the banks do.
It's got 12 receipts for the same ounce of gold. You know, they can't pay everyone on that. So that's why you want to own physical gold or silver. I recommend getting the 1 ounce silver coins. It can't be confiscated because it's considered a currency, and it's going to go up tremendously.
And you know what's crazy is all this inflation from these dang stimulus things, these payments that they sent out, is just ridiculous. And then they're planning on doing it again. I heard probably by the end of this month, they're going to start doing these mask mandates. Yeah, but then they're talking about sending more stimulus checks out and more mask mandates and maybe another lockdown, and I'm going, what the hell?
Well, they're trying to create hyperinflation is what they're doing. Like I said, it's a controlled reset. You know, the dollar's going to fall, but it's a controlled demolition. Part of that has to do with the manufactured supply chain issue. It's all being manufactured. This is not natural. All these supply chain issues. All these food plants.
Oh, I know. I went down to Huntington Beach. Have you ever gone down there recently in Huntington Beach or like Orange County, California area in Southern California?
Yeah, I've been down there.
Even the port of L.A. right now, you see these boats, and it's like you'd never seen it before. They're just sitting out in the ocean, like stretches of them, like a mile long, long lines of just shipping containers, and it's insane. I've never seen anything like
that. I've got a scary thought about those. How many of those do you think are owned by the Chinese?
A lot. Because a lot of our stuff that's traded, even like through Amazon and things like that, is imported.
How many of those do you think might have a possibility of having ICBMs on them?
Don't say that.
Do you see where I'm getting at?
Yeah, but that's so close to our coast. And you know what's crazy is that would make a lot of sense, though, because ICANN is the government, or is the company that owns the internet. Like internationally, it was sold by Obama back in the day, and they're right there. I mean, they're like a good 3 miles inland in Los Angeles from where those ports are. So it wouldn't be hard to hit from there if that was the case. But I don't want to think about any kind of intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Who do you think Biden's talking to in his earpiece? Who do you think's making the decisions, and who do you think Biden's talking to?
Probably China. Probably China. China has basically become the...
No. It's probably Obama.
I mean, they're peas in a pod.
But as you know, Biden's done a lot of dealings with China. They've made a lot of deals.
Yeah.
And they've compromised this country.
Well, that's what Trump was trying to fix, was our economic, our business problems were that we kept doing our business with China because it was cheaper, and so we'd get their cheap products, and we'd come over here and we'd sell it for more, and that's basically what Amazon and all these other companies are doing, is getting cheap stuff from China, and then they sell it here for more. And what's happening is China is just collecting all that U.S. currency. So they're like, yeah, we have all the sweatshops, that's fine, send us all your work. We'll work for pennies on the dollar. And then years and years and years later, all of a sudden, they have more money than we do.
And that's basically how they did it. And on the flip side, you have Operation Devolution still in progress.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
You don't think these people are being monitored? You don't think that they'll get military tribunals? It's working its way up to it. It takes a long time to do a sting operation of this sort, because it is it's the biggest
huge
one that's ever been put in place. And I'll tell you, that is why Trump ran. He ran to do the sting operation, not to be president. But he had to see the difference between who's who and what they're about. And that's why he didn't run a second term. He could have stepped in and gotten a second term in there, but he had to monitor all these people, and that's why he stepped aside. Who gets on Air Force One? Because it's not Biden. Who's got
he announced he was running again in 2024 yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that. And on the same day, his ex-wife
I think
died.
There's a chance that Trump could get in there in 22, not 24.
Oh, yeah, in November, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of it's saying he announced it yesterday. If you look up the report, Trump announcement to run, it's all within the last 24 hours. He said fall of 2024. So I think he's aiming for November 2024.
Well,
but how horrible is it
going
to get by then?
There's a lot going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
Yeah, hopefully he's still
these,
around.
These,
I kind of hope
eventually,
he's still there. Got his health.
These will be jaw-dropping popcorn moments.
Yeah, I'm sure. I feel horrible for my children, you know? I'm like, God, they got to grow up in this garbage. What is this world coming to right now? I was talking to my dad about that.
If it concludes the way it is supposed to, and the way it's looking like it will, then things will be better than they were before when this is all done. It's going to get worse than it is now.
Things gets worse before it gets better, you know. My mom used to tell me that all the time when I was growing up. Yeah, things, you gotta get ugly sometimes before they get better. So I hope so.
It's part of the process.
I hope so. Otherwise, you know,
I've got an 8-year-old too, so, you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, so you know. Yeah, I got a 6 and a 1, so right there.
Yeah.
I'm already debating on putting a first grader into homeschool because it's ridiculous. But
that
anyway.
It depends on where you are. Are they teaching CRT and gender identity? And
well,
even if they're not,
it's more like gender fluidity. But I don't want them teaching my son anything about, he doesn't need to be knowing about or even thinking about sexuality. He's a child. He needs to focus on being a child.
Exactly.
Not
exactly
worrying about what body parts go where and if he likes it. You know, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, first of all,
you know, and even
the Bible that I grew up reading,
even the schools
you know,
that aren't teaching
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Even the schools that aren't teaching it, what they're doing is they're having substitute teachers come in and teach it.
God.
And that way they can say, well, it's not part of the curriculum. You know, that way they don't have to be liable.
The cross-dresser.
What part of what state and city are you in?
Oh, we're in California. So I grew up a Huntington Beach native, but we're in Newport Beach in Southern California now. So I grew up in Huntington, and then I lived in the Bay. I went to the Bay Area for school. I did all my schooling over there just for the last 2 years of high school and college, and then now we're back down here in Newport Beach. So there's two Google headquarters, ironically, one by Sac State, where I went to school. It's up in San Francisco in the Bay Area, and they have a Google headquarters there, and they have one in Mountain View, California, and then they have another one down here in Newport Beach. So we're right next to the Newport Beach Google headquarters off the 405 freeway. Yeah, but it's just it's bad over here. I mean, they call it Trinafornia or Communist California.
Because of where you are, I'd probably take your kids to a charter school or homeschool them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call those public schools.
They call Orange County the Orange Curtain, so that was like the most red area of California during the Trump era. You know, and they were having all those riots and Trump rallies and stuff out here. So, I mean, it's okay.
What do they have as a governor, you know?
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, we have this retard that just does whatever gets people to vote for him. I think that's all he cares about is his income, and he'll just do and say whatever gets his party hoorahing for him to keep him in his chair. I don't think he really cares about anything else. That's just my opinion. He's just retarded.
Oh, he wasn't even voted in. He was selected in.
Yeah, well, he's just trying to keep people happy, and, you know, you could tell he's not, there's no logic behind some of the moves that he makes. He makes a lot of contradicting statements, excuse me. So.
Well, he's part of the same agenda that Oregon's Kate Brown is part of, the same part that Jay Inslee of Washington is part of.
Yeah,
you know, it's the whole,
I get so fed up with it all, I just like, I try to just go back to my roots, you know, I'm like, okay, let me just go back to my kid mind state and shut this off and go outside, let me go by the beach, let me go take the drive, you know, I'm just like, God, you know, I just hope it blows over, because
you need to
like
listen to the Red Pill Project, that'll give you some hope.
Yeah, it's just very, I've lost a lot of faith in people over the last couple of years. I'm just like, wow, I thought there was a lot more smarter people out there than what I've come to realize. So it's sad, but it's all good.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Sometimes, yeah. Mostly the podcasts that I listen to are like motivational podcasts. I do get into like the little Joe Rogan stuff sometimes. I get myself caught on that guy, and he's kind of an idiot too.
Joe Rogan's more mainstream. I mean, he's doing some good waking people up, but he's more mainstream.
Yeah,
I'd check out the Red Pill Project, and you'll get a lot of really good information from that.
The Red Pill Project.
And that'll give you Red Pill Project. And that'll
give
you some the podcaster
here.
Is Josh Reed, and he'll give you some hope.
Joshua Reed. I found it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It's awesome because I have Spotify and I also have Audible by Amazon. He's on both of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I could just listen to this during my lunch break here. In about an hour.
I gotta get going here, but.
Oh, sorry. So we're at the end of this. Yeah, so I have to just set up your client interview. Client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes. It'll be with a separate technician that'll have the analytics system. They'll go over the keywords that we're going to have you found for, so we'll have some recommendations, but you have final say on that, and then they'll also go over the service area and make sure we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's a good time for Monday the 18th?
Probably in the morning.
Morning. I have eight to nine. Okay. Here. And then, it's gonna send you an automated text message on Monday morning about 1 hour prior. So about 7 o'clock. Is that too early?
That's fine.
Okay. And it's just gonna, confirm the appointment, make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything changes, obviously let me know. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension as well as a calendar invitation of that. So let me get you the contact info, and then I'll get you off the phone here. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Sorry, I get all caught up in the conversation sometimes. I just...
me too.
Yeah, I was all over this Joshua Reed stuff, not even on the account. Okay. All right, so I got the business profile created. I got the express shipping set up for your PV. It says it'll allow 3 to 5 days to receive it. So I'm imagining by this time next week you'll already have it. And then same process as before. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it. You could call into me. You could text in. You could email it in. I just need that 5-digit number. Once we got it, you could throw it away or burn it or do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
All right, and then there's my contact info. All right, and then let me just adjust your billing here. I'm going to put you on this pro and waive the setup fee, and then I'm going to reduce the cost down to $199 and use your website here. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, John, how did you want to do that?
Do I have to come up with that right now?
Yes, in order to secure the listing and then get that PV sent out through the express shipping, it's all cost money.
I'm going to have to use my Venmo. Let me see if I can find my Venmo card.
Okay.
Give me a...
Take your time. I'm in no rush.
All right. Thank you.
When is that card going to arrive, do you think?
The PV, it says 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, if we're counting today, I'm going to get it sent out immediately. So, if we count today, you got Monday the 18th when we do your client interview. That'd be day 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, literally any time between Tuesday and Friday.
Because I'm leaving on a trip up toward Utah, probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How long are you going to be away?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep. I'm heading up to Utah, then back up to Oregon, and back down here again.
Okay. So if after your client interview, let's say on Tuesday, I'm going to put a notification in here to email you and text you as well. But if you don't have it by that evening, I'm going to set up a phone verification, which we'll have to three-way call Google, and then we could do that while you're in Utah. But they'll just basically hop on the line and verify all the information with you. So obviously, if it all matches up, they could verify it that way. They usually don't want us to do that unless it's like a worst-case scenario, like a PIN gets lost. But you've already kind of been through all that, you know. So I'm already doing the advanced verification, and then if the advanced verification fails, then we already have documentation of, hey, this guy's verification has been messed up like multiple times. Let's just jump into a phone verification and get it all up and running. So we could escalate it that way. Okay. That's obviously worst-case scenario. I'm hoping that it gets there before that. I'd rather do it the natural way. I don't really like talking to those guys. Yeah. They always have me on the phone for like an hour and a half. I'm just getting it set up, but I'll get it set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And then sorry. What was that?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was saying in terms of securing it, I know you said you wanted to use a Venmo account, was it?
No, it's a different card.
Gotcha.
For that.
Okay. Is it coming across as like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
It's a Visa.
Okay. I was going to say, if it's not, then I can't take it. I haven't actually seen those cards. And then does it have your name on it or the business name or both?
It has both of them.
Okay. So let me just add this John's Garage Door Repair LLC. Okay. And then the billing address is obviously the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So on the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. It's 4420.
4420.
2709.
2709.
7090.
7090.
1545.
1545. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
03 of 24.
03 of 24. And then small 3-digit code on the back.
620.
620. Okay. And then I'm going to do a voice verification. It's about 60 seconds. I'll try to go as fast as possible. I know you're trying to get off this phone. But if I say something that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
John's Garage Door Repair, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
John Paul Huey, business owner.
Thank you.
Owner of John's Garage Door Repair.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, John, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services? Okay. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 15, 2022, in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for our pro package, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming.
It says, when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You are not binded to any kind of contract. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. It's also going to have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system and an outline of your agreement in writing, and it's going to ask you to sign off on that. So I know you're busy now, but when you get some free time this evening, make sure that you go through that text and obviously sign the bottom of it. And then on Monday, they're going to circle back with you between 8 and 9 for the client interview. I've texted you over my direct number and extension, so you don't always have to go through the whole customer service department. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to reach out to me directly. I'll be your account lead. Okay?
Okay.
Sorry, that was about as fast as I can get. We have the same name.
That's right.
Same initials.
What's your last name?
My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. So you're John H. and I'm John H.
Oh, okay.
But your payment actually came
four
back.
Letters each.
Yeah. Well, it's actually Jonathan for me, but I always go by John. I sign everything John. And usually if somebody calls me Jonathan, it would have to be my mother, and she's probably very upset.
Yeah.
But your payment had actually declined. It was saying it was an ABS mismatch. Do you think this card might be set up under your old P.O. box number?
Possibly. Let me try one other card.
Well, the ABS mismatch is a address problem. Decline 2 means insufficient funds. ABS is a, there's either a problem with the 3-digit code on the back or the address is inaccurate.
Oh, maybe the address is inaccurate.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm like, do you think it's still under that Portland, Oregon P.O. box?
I thought I changed it, but maybe.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have my Venmo card at the Visa.
Okay, let's try it. Let's switch it out then. Let's see that. Let me go back. Visa. Okay, let me just do this. All right, perfect. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, at 4008.
4008.
9920.
9920.
0853 4689.
Okay, expiration date, month and year.
08 of 25.
8 of 25, and 3-digit code on the back.
774.
Okay. So update. Let me just get your process and get your receipt, and I'll have you off the phone here.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to make sure you have everything in writing. I don't like leaving you empty-handed here. Okay, this one's going through, though. There we go. Okay, that one processed. So allow,
okay.
It says allow 20 to 30 seconds. You'll start getting these text messages. And then once you have those, I know that you have direct communication and access to us there. So then I can let you go until Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just make sure you get these. And then you do have the text with my direct number and extension I sent you earlier, right? It says, hi, this is John.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty important, because if you don't hit that extension 544, you'll go to the customer service department. I mean, you can always ask for me, but, you know, that one will come straight to my desk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where are these text messages? Okay, one of them saying sent on my end. Should say, John, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yeah, let me take a look here.
Love you, Dad.
Love you too, Atticus.
Oh.